Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre, and I'm your host, Peter Tarenti, and I'm joined by Alex and Will.
Hey.
That's me, man.
Yeah. We're back from...
What was that? That was such a high-pitched... You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back from spring break. Please, be quiet, Will. I'm turning off your mic. We're back from spring break. Will's mic's been turned off. Right. And... we're here to play some more fun music. I found some music over the break. Some of this is
Peter,
not
music
new.
Is not fun.
Will?
Will.
What did I say about being quiet? Shut up or get out. And today I'm going to start off with Dream State by Koza. I probably did not say that correctly.
You usually do.
Yep.
Don't.
Enjoy. That was Dream State by Koza. Well, I figured out about that song because San Holo played it in one of his sets and it was cool. And yeah. Up next, we have Sea of Voices by Porter Robinson off of his Worlds album. Porter Robinson really hasn't released much music since Worlds, except for Shelter, which was
Shelter is a great
just
song,
a little dude. Bit popular.
It's a great song,
especially if you play FIFA. Like, I don't know, these kids are obsessed with it.
What?
You know someone who shouts FIFA song every time it
yeah,
plays?
So.
That's not me though.
That's not
I'm
you,
just gonna specify that is not
it,
me.
I didn't say we know Will who
it
shouts it every
you.
Time.
Okay.
It might
well,
be.
We know
it might be
Will. Like he's 15 though. You got to give him a
okay.
pass. Like,
we're not talking about this now. Okay. So yeah, this song's pretty good. It's nothing to do with Shelter. Porter Robinson. I mean, Chet Porter has a really cool remix of it. That fades into Lack of Color by Death Cab for Cutie. No, but it's not on. Yeah, maybe I'll play it once. Not now. Maybe another time. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Sea of Voices by Porter Robinson. Up next, we got a song by Porter Robinson's best friend, Madeon, called Pay No Mind. This features Passion Pit, if you any,
yeah,
anyone.
Yeah, Passion Pit.
Will likes them.
I enjoy Passion
Pit. Alex also likes them. This song is remixed by Lemon Tray. I probably said that wrong, too.
Wait, is this the one you can never pronounce?
Yeah, but they have a song on FIFA with the Knox.
Do they?
Called We Got You.
Oh, wait, yeah, I know that song.
Sorry, everything goes back to FIFA. Just these kids are obsessed with FIFA, so that's all they ever talk about. The Knox are really cool, too. We have a song coming up from them later on. Pay No Mind, Madeon, Passion Pit, Lemon Tray. This is a good song. Enjoy. That was Pay No Mind by Madeon and Passion Pit. Up next, we have a newer song called Surreal by Louis Vuitton, featuring RKCB. This song's pretty good. I like it a lot. Hope you guys enjoy too. Enjoy. That was Surreal by Louis Vuitton featuring RKCB. That was probably my favorite song that I'm going to play today. There might be songs that are better or just as good, but that's probably my favorite song at the moment that I'm playing today. Up next, we have Worship by The Knox off their Testify EP. This song is pretty good. It's the first song off the EP. Maybe not the best song or the most popular song, but I think it's pretty good. I don't know the general opinion on the song, so I can't really call it underrated, but I think it's good. Heat's probably the best song off the Testify EP, in my opinion. I've played that before. Enjoy.
is my testimony. Oh, baby, you've got the power. You make me believe in God, baby. Whenever I'm next to you, all I wanna do, I wanna worship you. Can I trust you? I wanna worship you. Can I trust you? Shake your body like it's temple. Decision, you are my new religion. There ain't no doubt about it. So don't leave me lonely. What you give is so, so holy. Yeah, I wanna pray, scream and shout.
That was Worship by The Knox off their Testify EP. The Knox are playing in Terminal 5 this weekend, Saturday. I'm going along with Alex, the 15-year-old genius, and some other kid that we don't really like. It should be a lot of fun. Terminal 5 is a fun venue. The Knox are actually from New York, and this is their last show on their I Feel Good, I Feel Great tour, so it should be fun.
Last shows are usually the best too in the tour.
Yeah, a lot of shows in New York are like the last show on the tour, which is really nice. Because if you live somewhere like in the middle of nowhere, there probably isn't the last show on the tour. But the Knox actually got their name. They're from New York, so it's also another fun thing. But they got their name because they both lived like in an apartment together. They were like roommates, and they would always be making music, and like in their own separate rooms or whatever. And like their neighbors would like bang on their walls because like they're being so loud, and so they would go over to each other's room and be like, "Yo, I just got the Knox." I thought that was funny. It's on their like website or something. They said that they had like a nice little story about it. It was fun. Up next we have "Do You Remember" by Jared James. This is the Chet Porter remix. There's actually an interesting thing. Chet Porter was at South by Southwest with everyone else in the entire world last week. And
everyone else but me.
Let's see. I really regret not going. That would have been fun. I know. And Rez.
We were in London.
And Rez went up and kissed Chet Porter. Rez is another DJ. Rez is a girl. And then Ikali, who's a guy, went up and kissed Chet Porter on the lips.
A lot of people kissing
South
by Southwest.
And then Josh Penn went up to Chet Porter and punched him in the face. And then the same
that
night, Chet Porter did lights for Lil Yachty. So Chet Porter had a very interesting night. He tweeted all about it. It was fun, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But here we go. Enjoy.
When it went your sideways, easier to let it go. So many can't tell anybody. How did I let you know? Call me when you made up your mind what you want. Caught up in the way that you played my heart. Only in love could I ever be this hard.
That was Do You Remember by Jerry James featuring the one and only Chet Porter. Chet Porter is really not that popular or anything. He's a homeless man. But I like him a lot.
I know. We all know Peter.
I had something else to say about Chet Porter, but I forget. Up next, we have Lose Myself by Kid. This is a new song he released last week. It was either last Friday or the Friday beforehand. The song is new, and it's good. It's not Kid's best song. It's a little different from what Kid usually makes. But
yeah.
The music that's on Spotify for Kid is a lot different than the music Kid has on SoundCloud. It's weird. Funny story. Kid spells his name with a question mark in the middle, was playing a show for Brownies and Lemonade, and they didn't have a question mark to, like, put on the sign outside in the front door, so they put, like, a backslash or forward slash or something instead. Like, instead of a question mark, he was complaining about it on Twitter. Yeah. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
I remember when we used to be so close. Skipping summer school to watch the shadows grow. Red cups left on the counter. Cops came, we ran right after. Every now and then I think of when we broke. I know that they will say I'm crazy, but I don't care. You don't have to make me wait, but baby, I'll still be there. I'll never let you walk through hell. I would lose myself for you. And don't you know that all I need's a little bit of company. And I would lose myself for you. Hit
That was Lose Myself by Kid. Kid is blowing up. He's becoming a lot more popular than he was last year. He's playing a lot more shows than he did last year. I think he only played one show last year, but he's already played a ton this year. So I'm happy for him. Hopefully he continues to grow in popularity. He deserves it. He's talented at the kind of music he makes. It's not for everyone. But
I like that question mark.
Yeah, he has the question mark.
Makes him cool.
Makes him cool. Makes you question what he's doing.
Whoa. Mind blown.
The next song we have, Will has no choice in the music here.
Trust me, the show would be a lot different if... I'd still try to play
why,
like, music you
that's
like.
That's why you can stick around.
I'd play music
here's
you
a plug.
Like.
You can stick around after the show to listen to Totally Not Copying Neil. I mean, sorry.
What?
Radio Clash by Will Moustakakis. Up next, we have I Love You by Lido. The song is somewhat more popular than music I usually play, but it's not like mainstream, if you know what I'm saying. All right, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Finally came to love you. 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 Thank you.
Up next, we have a more popular song. Well, if it's not popular now, it will be. We have Obsession featuring John Bellion.
John Bellion.
By Vice. This song...
Peter's in love with John Bellion. He was, but he's too mainstream.
He's too mainstream now.
Can't listen to
Once
him.
Upon a Time. But this song came out over a week ago, like 10 days ago. And this song will be the most popular... Well, it won't be the most popular song, but this song will definitely be top 50 on Spotify within a month. It's already on one of the Snapchat filters. If you go... It's the one with, like, the sunglasses and the red Solo cups coming out of your mouth if you open up your mouth. If you use Snapchat, I don't know. This song is going to be really popular, but you heard it here first. I mean, you probably didn't, but I knew it before you knew it, so that's all that matters. All right, enjoy. That was Obsession featuring John Bellion by Vice. Vice is another somewhat popular song called Steady 1234 featuring Skizzy Mars and someone else that I don't remember. Skizzy Mars is the only one who cares. It matters on that song. Up next, we have Barely Floating featuring Matilda by Cocheron. I probably said that wrong too, but you know.
At least you tried, Peter.
Chet Porter thinks this guy's going to become really popular.
Well, I mean, if Chet Porter says that.
This guy was also at South by Southwest, but I don't think he got kissed or punched in the face, as far as I know.
So it wasn't a true South by Southwest
experience. No, it wasn't a true South by Southwest experience. Yeah. There's also a lot of dogs at South by Southwest.
Really?
There's also a pool and a lot of floaty toys.
That's quite interesting.
South by Southwest.
South by Southwest sounds like a cool place.
Maybe. We should try to go at some point.
We should. Especially if it falls during our spring break again.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get that lucky. But hope you guys enjoy the song. It's barely floating. Up next, we have After Gold by Big Wild. This song is... it's a song.
It's a song,
it's good. Yeah. Some people have done raps over it, and this does not have a rap over it. This is just a song.
It doesn't?
No, it's just a song. Enjoy the song.
Oh, it's just a song.
Hope you enjoy the song After Gold by Big Wild off his After Gold album, which is just After Gold. It's a great song. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Aftergold by Big Wild. For the last song for today, we have You're On by Madeon. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. Oh, that was the last song of today. I don't know if I said that already. Probably not. I didn't really say anything before that last song. My last song was You're On by Madeon, and that was off his Adventure album, the deluxe edition, of course. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This was What's a Genre? I've been your host, Peter Torrenti. Stick around. And you can listen to some Radio Clash by Willem Sepakis. It's a great show.
It's a great
show. Okay, people.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening.